Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. This is a beautiful day to be alive. It's a beautiful day to be here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. Today is Tuesday. It is the 11th day of May, 2021. And we're just so grateful for the Lord God Almighty and all that he's doing. And he's allowed us to wake up this morning. We have our right minds. We have the use of our limbs. We're able to go and do what we need to do. And most of all, we're able to praise our God. I say, how great is our God and how wonderful he is to us. And we look to him who is the author and the finisher of our faith. So we're going to get started this morning. I pray that each and every one is feeling well and doing well and thinking of God when you wake up in the morning and just giving him praise because he is a worthy God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory, glory, glory to your name. Lord, we just thank you this morning because you are wonderful. You are perfect, Lord. Father, in all of our ways, we acknowledge you and you direct our path, oh God. You're from everlasting to everlasting. You're the Ancient of Days, and as big as you are, as wide as you are, you never change. You remain the same. So we're grateful, Lord, today because we are able to trust you, Lord. Your answers are yay and amen. Hallelujah. Jesus, glory to your name, God. Hallelujah. My Father. We thank you, Lord, today for Jesus Christ, what he did in coming to this earth. He could have stayed in heaven, but he knew there was a need down here. So we thank you, Jesus, for your obedience. We thank you, Jesus, for the stripes that you bore so that we could be healed. As you went up the hill, Golgotha, you bore all those stripes on your back. And because of that, we are healed today. Hallelujah. We thank you for the blood that you shed on Calvary so that we could be free. Yes, we're free from sin, death, hell, and destruction. We thank you for just the Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost. We say, have your way in this place. We know it's not by might, it's not by power, but by my Spirit, said the Lord. So Spirit of the living God, continue to fall fresh upon us. Spirit of the living God, continue to lead us and guide us and teach us all things. My God, hallelujah, Jesus, glory. We say glory, glory, glory to your name, God. We sing praises unto your name because your name is great and greatly to be praised. And Father, this morning we thank you that we are forgiven and we must die daily for sin, oh God. We realize, oh God, there is a war going on between the flesh and the spirit. So create in us a clean heart, oh God, and renew a right spirit within us. Let the words of our mouths and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable, oh Lord, in thy sight. And we know, God, today that you lead us and guide us into all truth, oh God. We know the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and we delight in your way. So order our steps in your word today, God. Yes, Lord Jesus. Lord, we pray that our hearts will be open to you each and every day, that we will look to the hills from whence cometh our help. Our help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. So I say, heal today, oh God, and we shall be healed. Save, Father. And we shall be saved, for thou art our praise, O Father. My God, There is nobody like our God. Nobody can do us the way you do us, O God. Nobody can protect us the way that you protect us. Nobody knows the future the way you do, O God. So, Lord, we just trust and depend on you this morning. Now, Father, I just pray for each and every one here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries, oh God, that you continue to keep our hearts just looking to you, God, looking to you, the author and the finisher of our faith. Continue to help us, Lord, to know that we want to just be where you want us to be, oh God, that you will help us, Father, in all the things that we go through, oh God, that you're a present help in the time of trouble, oh God, and we're in troubling times, oh God. Yes, there's so much trouble all around us, oh God, no matter where we live, oh God, all across the United States of America, in various countries, oh God. We thank you, Lord, today for each and every person, oh God, who is connected to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries, no matter it might have been earlier in the time that we started, oh God, all the way through these years, oh God. We thank you, Lord, today for each one who has made a contribution. whether it be just to pray, oh God, to be in agreement, God, to send finances, Lord. We pray that you just pour back into each and every one of us whatever we have poured out, oh God. We thank you, Father, today that you restore, hallelujah, Jesus. You restore us each and every day, God. My Father, we thank you for the healing that we need in some of our bodies, oh God. Our sister Marie, we decree and declare that the healing is taking place, oh God, that you're healing her knees, oh God, taking away the swelling, oh God, whatever's causing the swelling. We decree and declare that that swelling is removed, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we pray, Father, today that you keep the pain out of her knees, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you for Rosalind as you're healing her body, of God, and she's recuperating, Father. Oh, my Father, we thank you, Lord, today for others who need healing in their bodies, oh God, that you're healing their bodies, oh God. Our sister Juanita, oh God, you continue to heal her body, God, and bless her, oh God, and Apostle Horsley, oh God, his hips, oh God. We thank you, Lord, today that you heal him. Oh, my God, you said, I am the Lord that healeth thee, and we know, Father, today that we're believing, oh God, that we can reach out like the woman who had the issue of blood. She said, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, I will be made whole. So we thank you, Lord, for healing and wholeness this morning. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you for just blessing us, oh God, to know, Father, that all things are possible if we only believe, Lord. And we do believe, oh God, your word. We believe, God, that as we reach out in faith, oh God, we shall receive, oh God, what we desire in our hearts, oh God. So, Lord, even this morning, I pray for those who need financial increase, oh God. There are those, oh God, who may not have all the finances that they need, oh God. And we know, Father, today that the earth is the Lord, the fullness of the world and they that dwell therein. And if, Lord, we need anything, all we have to do is ask and we shall receive. We seek and we shall find. We knock and the door shall be opened. So we thank you for open doors today, God. You have given us the power to get wealth, oh God. Thank you, Lord, that you put us in a wealthy place, oh God. In the name of Jesus, glory, glory, glory to your name, God. My God, my God, we rejoice this morning, oh God, because you're bringing unity. Yes, Lord, you've given us unity in the body, oh God, unity in our families, oh God, unity across this nation, oh God, unity around the world, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, it doesn't matter what we see right now. Lord, we believe in the future we will have that peace, Lord. We will have that joy, God. We will see what you speak, Lord, in your word, oh God. Hallelujah. Glory. My Father, my Father, we thank you, Lord, today for those, oh God, who are in their families. Even now, those are fighting, oh God, that you take away the fighting spirit, that you will put the love there, true love, oh God, conquers all, oh God. So we thank you, Lord, for love this morning. So we loose the spirit of love, God, across this world, Lord. We need love in this world, God. So we thank you, Lord, for the love of God just being across this nation. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you so much. In the name of Jesus, we praise your name, oh God. We glorify you today, God, because you're doing great things and it's marvelous in our eyes. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We just praise you this morning as we go through this hour of power of prayer, oh God. We believe, oh God, that we will have something to take with us throughout this day, oh God, and for the rest of our lives, oh God, we will continue to give you the praise, the honor, and the glory. It's in the name of Jesus we pray. We say hallelujah and amen. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So I'm just going to pause for a moment and find out who's on the line. If you would give your name, and if you're not able to pray this morning, just say listening, and we will continue in this hour of power of prayer. Praise the Lord.
Good morning. This is Sister Gladys. I'll be listening in this morning. Good morning, everyone.
Amen. Good to hear your voice. God bless you.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lois, and I'll be listening this morning. I'm baking.
Good to hear your voice, Sister Lois. God bless you.
Good morning, everyone. This is Sister Marie.
Amen. Continue your voice, Sister Marie. God bless.
Good morning. This is Glenda. I'm listening.
Okay, Sister Glenda, good to hear your voice this morning. God bless you.
Good morning. This is Darlene M. I'm listening.
All right, Darlene M., good to hear your voice this morning. God bless you.
Good morning. This is Yvonne. And I'm listening, thank God, from being here this morning.
Amen. Sister Yvonne, get me your voice this morning. God bless you.
Good morning, Sister Marcella.
All right, Sister Marcella, get to your voice this morning. God bless you.
Good morning. This is Grace listening. Thankful to be here.
All right, Sister Grace, get to your voice. God bless you.
Good morning. Sister Juanita, God bless you. I'm listening this morning.
All right, Sister Juanita, good to hear your voice this morning. God is great. Amen. God bless you.
Be great to be praised. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay. All right, well, we're going to do a few prayers, and then we're going to the Word. So we're going to ask our Sister Marie if you would lead us off, and then Apostle Horsley if you will pray when she's done. That'd be great. Amen.
Amen. Amen, amen. Heavenly Father, we come to you, Lord. Father, praying, agreeing in Jesus' name, Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, we just glorify you, Heavenly Father. We give you the honor, Heavenly Father, and the praise, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Thank you, Father, for allowing us to be part of your family, be your children, Heavenly Father. We just praise you, Lord, for being our Father and our friend. Oh, yes, 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 Heavenly Father. Father, we just thank you, Lord, for who you are, the creator of this universe, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Father. Father, we just thank you for loving us unconditionally, Heavenly Father. We just praise you for Jesus dying on the cross for our sins, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Father. Father, we just thank you and praise you for comforting us, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Heavenly Father. We just thank you for being the shelter in the time of a storm, Heavenly Father. We just praise you, Lord, for never forsaking us, Heavenly Father, never leaving us, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. We thank you, Father, for doing things for us without us even having to ask, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Father. We just praise you, Lord, for your travel mercy, Heavenly Father, when we travel, Lord, each and every day. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Father God, we just praise you for all that you have already done and what you've done, what you're doing right now as we pray, Lord, and what you're doing in the future through prayer, praise, and ministry. Heavenly Father, and what you're doing for us individual, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 as we pray. We just want to glorify you, Lord. Oh, yes, for who you are, Almighty God. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we just thank you, Father, for walking with us and talking to us, Heavenly Father, allowing us to be able to hear you, Lord. Oh, to thank you for us being able to identify your voice, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Oh, yes, yes, Lord. Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for the promises that you made, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. But your word is true, Heavenly Father. We just thank you, Lord. Oh, yes, yes, Lord. We just thank you, Lord, for being our healer, Lord, for being our provider, Heavenly Father, for being our protector, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Being our way maker. Oh, yes, thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, 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 Heavenly Father. Lord, there's no one like you, Heavenly Father. There's no one. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Oh, yes, Lord, we thank you for all the things that you do for us that we are not aware of and the things that we are aware of. Lord, we can never praise you enough, but we had 10,000 songs, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we just praise you for people you put in our life that give us inspiration, Lord. Give us direction, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Praise you, Lord, for getting the opportunity to meet Counselor Darlene and for her being there for us in time of need, Heavenly Father. Somebody we can that feed us good fresh fruit, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Father, for all those that come to the prayer line that praise and those that just agree. Thank you for them, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Thank you, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, we just thank you for what we thank you for all you're doing over this land, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, we thank you for healing this land, Lord, so we walk by faith and not by sight. So we give you the praise. Oh, yes, 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 Heavenly Father, for healing this land. Thank you. Thank you, Father. We just thank you. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. There's no one like you, Lord. We just want to say thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Oh, yes, Heavenly Father. Father, I praise you for where I'm at in my recovery, Lord. I know you are in charge, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. It might be rough, but it's green on the other side. Oh, yes, 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 yes. There's trouble and pain don't last always, Lord. And that's because of you, Heavenly Father. Just thank you, Lord. Lord, we're praying for the churches, Lord, that's in need of financial blessings, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, and the people that your people that's in need of financial blessings, Lord. We're praying for the homeless, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Praying for the first responders, Lord, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, I'm praying for those people that was in that truck that ran, that avoided an accident and ended in out there in the woods, Lord. Lord, you know who they are, Lord. Just praying that you just protect them, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. And you know what happened, so, Lord, I turn that over to you, Lord. Prayer for the whoever, how many was in that truck, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, yes, yes. And I just praise you for them missing Harry and not getting him, Lord. Hallelujah in the back. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, yes, yes. And praising you for anybody else that was aborted, that was missed from an accident, Lord. But you are our protector, Lord. And we just want to thank you, Lord. I just thank you for protecting each and every one of us that's on this line, been in this line, maybe coming to this line, and family. Lord, continue protecting us as we travel each and every time we step out to a vehicle, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Or whichever way we might be traveling, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Heavenly Father. Father, we're praying for people with mental health issues, Lord. Suicidal thoughts, Heavenly Father. Oh, turn them thoughts around, the mental health issues around, Lord. Oh, yes, you can do it, Lord. You can do what nobody else can do, Lord. And we just thank you, oh, for moving in our lives, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. We protect, praying for the unborn babies, Lord, that they be born healthy, Lord. Oh, yes, touch the mom that they do what they need to do. That their child be healthy, be born healthy, Heavenly Father. Praying for those babies right now that might have, that in the hospital, Lord, with a medical issue, Lord. Heal them, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 heal them, Heavenly Father. Praying for the single parents, Heavenly Father, or whether it's a man, male or female, Lord. Help them where they're in need of help, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Praying that you help them, that you put somebody that can share a word with them, Lord, to help make it more easier. Oh, yes, raising the kids, Lord, disciplining the kids or whatever it might be, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord, Heavenly Father. Lord, I'm praying for that you open the eyes of those that may be blind, Lord, blind physically and those that things that are going on and that they cannot see. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. We're praying for family members, Heavenly Father. You know everything. So all I have to say, Lord, is family members. You know who they are and what the situation is, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, in Jesus' name. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord, we pray for those that have a heart desire to have a child, Lord. They can't have a child and probably can, Lord. We're just asking that you do, that you just answer those that cry out, whether it's adoption or the body needs healing so they can have a terrible child that can be born and be healthy, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Heavenly Father. Praying for those already had family members that was called home, Lord, that have I moved on from this earth. Ask you to continue comforting them and those that maybe just lost family members and those that will lose family members, Lord, so we are only them temporarily. Comfort them and their family, Lord, and the close friends, Lord. Comfort them, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. Praying for those that's in the hospital, Lord, whether the ICU or room, Heavenly Father. Oh, Lord, they need your healing, Lord. They need you to come by them, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. Somebody that's out there right now, Lord, maybe life may be threatened, or they're just scared, or they don't know which way to turn. That's out on the, wherever they may be calling your name for help, Heavenly Father. Lord, I pray that you go by there and touch them, Lord. Oh, Lord, do whatever way you do it, Lord, whether you send somebody by there or whatever, but Lord, we're praying for that, for those that are crying out to you right now, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. Praying for those that's not able to pay their bills right now, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. They need you, Lord. Oh, yes, to provide for them financially, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Lord, I pray that you continue covering us physically, spiritually, mentally, and financially, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. I'm praying for those out there that don't feel love, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Feel that void, Lord. That hole where they feel, don't feel that nobody loves them, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Father. Oh, yes, Lord. Praying for those that have been waiting on a companion, waiting on the right woman or man, Lord. Move them up next in line, Lord. Answer their prayer, Lord. That'll be next in line for a miracle, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes. Yes, 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 Lord. Praying for marriages, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, you know there'll be chaos in marriages, and some worse than others, Lord. Everybody can't be like you, Heavenly Father. But there are no one like you, Lord, but you. So praying that you fix whatever need to be fixed, Lord, in marriages, Lord, that they can be able to communicate, Lord. Because without communication, there's no understanding, Lord. There'll be love, full of love. Oh, yes, 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 happiness, Lord, and peace, Lord, and patience and joy. Oh, yes, Lord, also spread that peace, patience, and joy over all of us and our family members, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 oh, precious Lord. Lord, we just depend on you for everything, Lord, because you are our Father. Oh, yes, 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 and there's nothing you cannot do, Lord. We're praying for those that don't have patience, Lord. Give them patience, Lord. Those don't have peace, Lord. Give them peace, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Those that don't have determination, give them determination, Lord, to do what it takes to get closer to you, Lord, a closer relationship, Lord, that they can understand your word, Lord, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Lord, I'm praying that you pour more and more of the Holy Spirit in us, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 yes. On a daily basis, all day, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, and speak to us more, Lord. We would love to hear more and more your voice, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. I'm praying for those that's waiting to go to court, Lord. Oh, yes, yes, yes. One of them, Heavenly Father, that's on drugs, Lord, that want to be set free from the drug addiction, Lord. Lord, I pray that you touch the people that need to be touched, Lord, his parole officer, the DA, the prosecutor, the judge, if they allow him to get in a 2-year spiritual program, Lord. Oh, yes, yes, yes. So he can get close to you. And you say that he don't have to fall back on drugs anymore, Heavenly Father. You know his heart, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. I just pray that you answer his prayer, Lord. Oh, and the same. Yes, yes, yes. And anybody else out there that's on drugs, Lord, set them free from the drug addiction, Heavenly Father. Oh, Lord, some of them don't want to get off, but their families are praying for them to get off, Lord. Set them free anyway, Lord. If they don't want to be set free from drugs, you can do all things when their family is going through stuff, Lord, because of their loved one on drugs, no matter what kind of drugs they are on, Lord. Or answer those prayers, those cries for their family members to be all set free from drug addiction, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, I'm praying for those that don't backslid, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. Set them free, Lord. Oh, yes, set them backsliders free for being out there sitting in the back seat while the devil drives, Heavenly Father. Set them free, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. Praying for those with the COVID, Heavenly Father. Heal them, Heavenly Father. Oh, Lord, with your promises, set people free from whatever illness may be going on right now, Lord. Lord, I just want to say thank you, Lord, for answering our prayers, Heavenly Father. And, Father, you know what's on the hearts of those that are out there that's on this line, Heavenly Father. Oh, answer them. Answer their prayer request, Lord, whether it's said or unsaid, Lord. You know what's going on with each and every one of us. You know every hell in our head. So I just ask that you, in Jesus' name, that you answer each and every prayer request that's on the heart of each and every one of us. Heavenly Father, Father, and I connect this prayer with Father who are in heaven. I'll be that. And anybody that's praying silently and praying at this hour, no matter where they are, with Father who art in heaven, I be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Father, give us, and the people we pray for, give us this day our daily bread. Forgive our trespasses as we forgive those that trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, Lord, but deliver us from evil. For you are our kingdom, our power, and our glory, Father. You are our beginning, middle, and end, Lord. And we just pray and we agree. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and thank you, Father.
Apostle Horson, they can't hear you.
Yes, ma'am. Right here. Okay. Okay. Yes, ma'am. Yeah, I had to phone mute it. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. We worship you, Almighty God. Thank you. There is none like you. We worship you, O Prince of Peace. That is what I long to do. We give you praise because you are our righteousness. We worship you, Almighty God, there is none like you. Father, it's in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that we come to this hour of power to pray, Lord God, strictly by your permission, O Lord God, and by your love, O Lord God. When you woke us up this morning, Lord, start us on our way, O Lord God. We come to give thy name the honor, the glory, and the praise which it deserves in the name of Jesus, God. Asking that you bless each and every one that is here, those that will come later, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O God. We just pray this morning, O Lord God, that you would send the anointing, O Lord God, that make preaching, teaching, and receiving healing easy today, God, in the name of Jesus, O God. Lord God, we set ourselves in agreement with the prayer that has gone forth in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, we pray that our heart be very receptive to the teaching this morning, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, these are very tedious times that we're living in right now, Lord God, and we need you to bless us, O Lord God. God, we came to magnify your name and to exalt your name, O God. Lord God, I pray for my wife, O Lord God, and every mother that's here, that they had a blessed Mother's Day, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We pray for Pastor Darling, O Lord God, that stands at the helm, O Lord God. We thank you for the healing and the miracles that you work so great, O Lord God. We thank you, O Lord God, for strengthening, O Lord God, various ones that are on the prayer line, O Lord God. You just hear the strength, O Lord God, and the healing that went on in their life, O Lord God. So we want to give you the praise, the honor, and the glory for it, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, O Lord God. There are some, O Lord God, that wasn't able to make it, Lord God. We haven't heard their voices in a while, O Lord God. We ask that you just bless them in a special way, O Lord God. That you let them know, O Lord God, that the prayer deliverance ministry, O Lord God, that the circle of friends are still yet praying for them and holding them up, O Lord God, and praying that families be saved, O Lord God. God, we praying, O Lord God, about the epidemic, the pandemic, O Lord God, of the killing and the shooting and the road rage, O Lord God, that you look on to God in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Give strength, O Lord God. Give patience, O Lord God, across the board in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, we have business owners, O Lord God, and entrepreneurs, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus. But above all, O Lord God, we have many that need to be saved, O Lord God, and haven't had the opportunity to claim or to confess the Lord Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, Lord God. I pray that you would deal with their hearts in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. The children, O Lord God, that refuse to call parents, be obedient to the voice of their parents, O Lord God, that you would have mercy on them, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Those that are looking for jobs, O Lord God, we pray that you grant it to them in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that you begin to touch finances and people's lives, O Lord God, those that are in diaspora, O Lord God, those that are looking, O Lord God, for a bountiful harvest of money, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We pray that you bless, O Lord God. We pray that you keep, Lord, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. As we go through this hour of power, pray, Lord God. Prayer requests, O Lord God, that they would feel I have not made it to the line, O Lord God. Let them know that you're there right now and receiving it right now in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. For great is thy faithfulness, O Lord God. It's morning by morning, God. New mercy we see, Lord God. Lord God, bless young brother Abraham, O Lord God. Beginning to start out in life, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. And other young men, O Lord God, that are starting out, O Lord God. There are those that are in prison, O Lord God, that need a fresh start, O Lord God. There are hosts, billions of young men, O Lord God, under the age of 25 and some above, O Lord God, even at the age of teenage, O Lord God, that have not their father with them, O Lord God, and has lost their way, O Lord God, and has lost their footed, O Lord God, and they're going after strange things, O Lord God, and many of them are going after strange paths, O Lord God. God, we break that spirit of feminism, the feminist side, ism, what they're trying to push on our young men, O Lord God, that they won't be strong, O Lord God, and in the power of your might, O Lord God. I pray, O Lord God, that you would send evangelists, missionaries, their way, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. The same way with the young ladies, O Lord God, not respecting themselves, O Lord God. Many have cast forth their fruit before it's time, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We come, O Lord God, asking that you will forgive them, O Lord God, that you will reprieve them, O Lord God, from the sins that they are involved with, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. God, we pray against the sublineal suggestion, O Lord God, against that spirit of that phone, hypnosis to the phone, O Lord God. That's what the best I can do with it this morning, that they're addicted to the phone, God. In the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, in areas and on websites, O Lord God, our babies, our children, O Lord God, that we're really not too young to be having a cell phone, O Lord God, have access, O Lord God, to that whole social media world, oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God. Lord God, things are so much more, Lord God, we can't handle them, oh, Lord God, but in this hour of power, pray, Lord God, we ask that you do something for them in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God. So we trust and believe in you, Lord God, that you're going to work things out, oh, Lord God. Because, Lord God, you're always working for our highest good. So we thank you this morning, God. Bless Pastor Darling, oh, Lord God, as you go forth, oh, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, bless the phone line. Bless the vocal cords, oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God. Lord God, and bless people that are not being called on now, Lord God, to mute their lines, oh, Lord God, that we be able to hear it clearly, not only today, oh, Lord God, but throughout the broadcast. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, God. So we thank you, God, and we praise you, oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, God, once again, for this hour of power prayer in Jesus' name and all that are here. Amen and amen again. Thank you for the time, Pastor Darling.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, my sister Marie and our Apostle Horsley and all the saints of God. Thank you all for the prayers this morning and the unity here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. This is such a beautiful place to be as far as I am concerned, and because we have unity, because we are on one accord, and God is just blessing, keeping, and leading us into all truth. So, well, before we get started in the prayer, in the word, does anybody have a prayer request or praise report real quick? If you have something you want to share this morning as far as a prayer request or a praise report, so we'll know what to pray for. Amen?
I have what I consider both a praise report and a prayer request. You know, as I'm going through this battle that I'm going through, you know, it's an up and down situation, but I'm grateful to God for the faith and for his word. I'm grateful to God for being a part of a prayer line and having people in my life that, you know, just pray and encourage. And I also am just asking for the continued God and keep trusting him, you know. And even though I know many of us are going through different things and whatnot. So my prayer request for us all, you know, that are going through, that we just keep looking up to God and we keep continuing to encourage and pray one for another, knowing that we serve a God that is just so able and just so good. So that's both my prayer request and praise report in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Juanita.
Thank you. A prayer request for Brother Campbell. He works on the job. He had an accident last week. Pray that God would touch the owner's heart and the people that were there, that they would just keep him working. Hallelujah to God. He's a senior like me. He needs to stay working. We pray that they would have mercy, that God would work miraculously for that, for him and his family. It's a prayer request for
Amen.
Brother Campbell.
Okay. All right. We'll pray for Brother Campbell. Praise. All right.
Good morning.
Well, we thank the Lord for this. Go ahead.
Yes, good morning. This is Sister Mary, and I was requesting prayer request for my sister Peggy, who experienced some mental challenges, that she'll get the help that she needed and be healed of this, and for circumstances that surrounds her with her business, her housing affairs.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome.
This is Sister Gladys this morning. Just prayer for me and all the moving and stuff. Car sort of like put me down. And I pray that for favor, God, send someone, find favor to help me get it fixed and give me a good deal on it. Thank you.
Amen. All righty. Anybody else? Okay. Well, we thank God for these requests. Thank God that we shall pray to believe, you know, that God already knows and he's already working these things out. Even before we call, he answers. Yes, he does. And while we are yet speaking, he hears us. So we thank the Lord for God being God. So this morning we're going to go ahead and give some word. We're going to talk a little bit about keeping unity in the body of Christ. As we had our scripture verses this week in the book of Mark chapter 3, starting with verse number 24. And it says, "And if a kingdom be divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. And if a house be divided against itself, that house cannot stand." Verse 26 says, "And if Satan rise up against himself and be divided, he cannot stand, but hath an end. No man can enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods, except he will first bind the strong man, and then he will spoil his house." And so this right here, Jesus was talking to the scribes and Pharisees and letting them know that, I mean, what they were saying, they were accusing him of casting out demons by the power of Beelzebub. And we know that's not the spirit of God. So he's just, you know, he was letting them know that. And so he's letting us know today that we have to apply the same principle to our church, to the body of Christ. Paul dealt with the church of Corinth over this very matter. They were splintered into various factions with different leadership and direction, and they just were not as effective as they could be. So for us to be effective, we must be united. We must be united against the devil himself. We must be united against the wiles of the devil, the tricks and schemes. The enemy is out there, and he does what he can to divide and to conquer. And even in this United States of America, there is so much division, so much in the different, in our churches, in our businesses, in our government, there is division. People fighting one another, and they don't realize when you're fighting each other, the enemy can come in and take over. The ones who want to take over can come in and take over. So we have to be united in order to be effective. Let's think of this. A football team is composed of 11 men, but the men do not go in 11 different directions. They all have one objective, and that is to get the ball over the goal line. So they're working together in their respective places, and they are working to get that ball down the field and get to the goal line. So somebody's tackling, somebody's blocking, somebody's throwing the ball, somebody's running to catch the ball, but they all have one goal. And our goal in the body of Christ is to help to win the lost for Christ, to let others know about Jesus and his love. So we have to have the desire in our hearts to glorify God. And when we're glorifying God, people will be drawn to him. We have to have a friendly disposition. I mean, that's part of drawing people to Jesus Christ. So sometimes we look at, and let's just talk about our churches right now. There are some churches that are proud and they're aloof, and there are churches that seem cold and uninviting. I pray that we as a body of Christ, we as people of God, will have hearts that are full of love and warmth and make people feel welcomed and loved when they come to our homes, you know, or when they're calling us on the phone. We have to have a warm and loving personality. We are the people of God, and we as people of God have to show the love of God and be united with him. Many times we look at some of these churches that are nicely built. They're very attractive. The interior is comfortable. The seats are nice and warm. Maybe the seats are comfortable to sit in, but the people in the church don't make people who come in feel comfortable. Love is what warms hearts, not the energy from a furnace. I mean, we know we can be warmed by that. But here we want to talk about, I'm just going to give some example. Here there was a Scottish poet. His name was Bobby Burns. And one day he felt lonely and he felt dejected. So he went into a church and sat there through the services. His life might have been different, but the members paid no attention to him. It was like he just came in. And I believe that many churches are the same way. People come in, and we don't meet in our, many of our churches are not meeting right now, but as we come back to the church, people need to feel like there is warmth inside the church. But the members of this particular congregation did not pay any attention to this poet. So if they had been friendly towards him, maybe they would have won him for Jesus Christ. But the members lost their opportunity. And what he did, he took, because he was a poet, he took a hymn book from the rack and wrote these words on the fly leaf: "As cold a wind as ever blew, a colder church, and in it but few. As cold a minister as ever spake, y'all be hot or I come back." And so he was, he made a poem about this experience that he had. So we, I mean, this is just an example of how we as a people of God need to show love and kindness, because we don't know what people are going through. Even when we're on the streets or when we are at work, we don't know what people are going through. So we need to have more warmth in our hearts, sharing the love of Jesus Christ, being united with God, because when we are filled with his love, we can unite with his spirit and draw people into the kingdom. So we don't want people going to hell as a result of us being cold-hearted and not having the love of God within us. So we want to have the love of God within us where we love one another. Jesus in John 13 and 35 said, Jesus said, "By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another." This is the word of God. So we have the same Savior. We serve the same Lord. We're members of the same body of Christ. And we will spend eternity in the same place. We have reason to love one another. So, you know, we unite together in love. We need to get to know each other better, you know, love one another more. You know, when we go to our churches, when we go back to our churches, and some of the churches are open already, we should have that spirit that I'm going to share the love of God. Even if you are just, well, you can't really smile because you got your mask on, but maybe look at a person, nod your head at them, and, you know, let them know that you see them. Now, I know we're running so quickly back and forth. You know, as we get further into the year, hopefully we won't have to wear a mask and we will be able to talk more to one another. But we have to prepare ourselves now so that when we are able to do the things that we need to do to draw people to Jesus Christ, because many people come to the church, they're not saved. Everybody who comes to the church is not saved. That's why they have an altar call, so that people who don't know Jesus can come to Jesus Christ. And when people come in and they feel like, well, this is a warm place to be, we feel like that, you know, somebody paid attention to them, they will be drawn to Jesus Christ. The Bible says, do good unto all men, especially to them who are of the household of faith. That's in Galatians 6 and 10. So Galatians 6 and 10 says, as we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. So we, the household of faith, the people of God, we must love the lost. We must love our families. We must love each other. We have to show love. And, I mean, this is just so awesome how the Word of God points us to Jesus and what he did. And if we unite with his spirit, unity in the spirit, unity in the spirit realm can make a major difference. Sometimes we may not even have to say a word, but if we just have the love of God in us and the love of God helps us to reach out to somebody else, reach out in the spirit. Sometimes we, like now, we can't say a lot, but we can at least try to say something through our mask if we have that opportunity and show somebody that we do love them. We must love the lost who are out there. Jesus was the light of the world. He called us to be that light. In the book of Philippians 2 and 15, Philippians 2:15 says that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world. We have to shine as lights in the world. Our purpose should be lined up with God's purpose. Jesus came to reach out and touch lives that were broken by sin and to bring them to know the tender mercies of the loving Heavenly Father. That's why we are here. We must love the lost into the kingdom. We have a purpose. We have a purpose to, first of all, love God, to honor God, and then to share the gospel with other people. 1 Corinthians 12 and 27 says, now ye are the body of Christ and members in particular. So we're members of the body of Christ, And the spirit of unity is spoken of in the book of Psalms 133:1. It says, behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. So we're unified with God. It will make a pleasant opportunity. It will be a pleasant place for people to come when they come to the church, or even when they come to your house, to have a spirit of unity in your house, unity with God and what he is doing. Be unified with the Spirit. The Spirit of God helps us to love one another. The Spirit of God helps us to just care about each other. I mean, there are times when people are just going through some things, and a kind word will help to draw them to Jesus Christ, or help them to understand that they are loved, and help them maybe to even stay in this earth realm, because people get so despondent, they feel like they don't even want to live anymore. So we, as a body of Christ, must show love and care and be unified with Jesus Christ. Let's have unity in the Spirit. The house divided, you know, cannot stand. When we are divided, even in our own minds, if we're divided, sometimes we have a double mind. You know, we want God, and then we want to do what we want to do. We want God, and then we're split. Our split in our thoughts. We have to have a unified mind, unified with Jesus Christ. I'm going with you all the way is what I would say. Lord, I'm going with you. I'm going to do what you said to do. I'm going to love my sisters and brothers. I'm going to care about my sisters and brothers. And this is naturally and spiritually. We have to share love, because those who are not saved yet can be drawn by the love that we share, because we are unified with Christ, because we have unity in our hearts for the things of God. We are unified with the Word. You know, having unity with the Word, we will be able to draw other people into the kingdom. Ultimately, we want to point people to Jesus Christ. And if we share God, you know, share the love of God in our hearts, I mean, that is going to be a major thing for people coming to Jesus Christ. When they see the love of God, when they see Jesus in you, many people may not know that you're a Christian, but they can see that you are different because you are showing love, you're sharing love, and you just have a kind spirit. When we have a kind spirit, I mean, that would draw quicker than if we have a spirit of vinegar. Vinegar is harder to draw the flies than the honey. So honey is the thing that we have to have in our spirits. We have a spirit of honey, a spirit of sweetness, you know, be sweet in our spirits so that others can be drawn to Jesus Christ. So let's be unified in the body of Christ and not be fighting and bickering, you know, even in our homes. You know, some of our homes are just full of hatred to one another and bickering with one another and fighting each other. Let's be unified with Jesus Christ. We cannot go on and think that we can overcome Satan. We cannot overcome anything if we are divided, if we are fighting one another. So let's be unified. Let's have a spirit of peace, joy, love. We will not be defeated if we are united with Jesus Christ. We're united with each other. We can come against the tricks and schemes of the devil. Now, when people are out there and they are married, when you are unified against the devil cannot interfere in your relationship because you're unified against him. Two are better than one. And we know that there's power in agreement. So we want to be on one accord. Have a spirit of unity. Let's keep the unity in the body of Christ. As we prepare, many of us, we prepare to go back to the churches. Let's just purpose in our hearts. We're going to show love when people come into the church, whether it be a person who's already a Christian, a believer, somebody's already a believer, or somebody who is not a believer. Show love to everybody. Let's not pick and choose who we can love or who we're going to be kind to. Do it for everybody. Be kind to each and every person that you meet. You don't know who you may be entertaining. You could be entertaining an angel as the body, I mean, as the Word of God tells us. So let's just be kind one to another. Reach out in love. Reach out with caring, a caring attitude, so that we as the body of Christ can help to bring about change in our world. We want to be that friendly, kind person, each and every one of us. If we have things in us that cause us to not to have that friendly personality or friendly kindness in our hearts, ask the Lord to remove those things that are hindering us so that we can be the men and women of God that God has called us to be. So, Lord, I thank you so much for this word. I pray that we have heard something, that we got something out of this word today, oh God, that this word will be something that will light us in the future, Lord, and help us to be lights for you, God. We are the light, as Jesus is the light of the world, and we imitate you, God. And we shall love one to another, and that we will not be divided against you or divided in our homes and churches, because where there's unity, there is strength. So we thank you, Lord, for the strength of your word in each and every one of our hearts and minds today. It's in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. So, Lord, we just pray for these requests. As I'm praying, we can pray together. We're near the top of the hour, so we're just going to go ahead and pray for these prayer requests. We pray for our sister Juanita, Lord, that we will all keep looking up to God, and that she will continue to look to you, God, thanking you, Lord, for what you're doing in her body, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you keep her faithful to you, God. I thank you, Lord, today for just blessing her to be a blessing, Lord, as she shares her testimonies, oh God, as she shares the word of God wherever she goes, God, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, that is for all of us. We keep looking to you, the author and the finisher of our faith, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We pray, God, today for Brother Campbell, Lord, that you give him favor to keep his job, Lord. Sometimes we have accidents, oh God, and I ask you, Father, today that they will just help him, Father, to continue to be employed, Father, that his family will be blessed and that they will be at peace, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We pray, God, today for Peggy, oh God, the mental challenges that she's facing. We decree and declare that you clear her mind, oh God, that she has a sound mind. In the name of Jesus, Lord, whatever it is that she needs, oh God, we know that you can supply it according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Help her to be in the right place, oh God, to get the help that she needs. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. And we pray also for Willie Mae, oh God, that you continue to bless her mind, oh God, and help her, Lord, to be able to grow in you, God, that she will be blessed in her mental condition, Lord, that you bless each and every part of her life and her body. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. And we pray for our sister Gladys, oh God, that you help her to get her car fixed, oh God, that you give her a reasonable price if there's something she has to pay, Lord. You give her favor, God, to get the car repaired, Father, and the time that she's looking for someplace to move to, give her favor in that situation too. Give her a place, oh God, that will be a good place to live and a place that's convenient for what she needs to do, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. My God, my God, I just pray for each and every person today. Our sister Sheila, oh God, we thank you, Lord, today for blessing her. We pray, God, today for Sister Charlotte, Father. In the name of Jesus, our Pastor Scholastica, our Sister Juanita once again, Sister Marcella. We pray for Sister Yvonne, Darlene M, oh God. We pray for Sister Glenda and Sister Chris, God. We pray, God, for Sister Marie, Sister Grace, Sister Lois, oh God. Sister Gladys, oh God, once again, we pray, God, today for Apostle Horsley and Darlene B, Lord, each and every one of us, oh God. We just pray, God, today that we will keep our eyes on the prize, which is the high calling of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, today that you bless us to be a blessing. In the name of Jesus, would you keep us healed? You bless us over all, God, that we will have the love of God in us, oh God, that we are united with you, God, united with your word, God, so that we can be those mighty men and women of God to go out and preach the gospel, teach the gospel, share the gospel of Jesus Christ whenever we have that opportunity. It's in the name of Jesus we thank you for that. We thank you, Lord, for the finances coming in to those, oh God, who are in need. We know that you have everything that we need, oh God, and we're believing, oh God, that you're blessing beyond what we could ask or think. It's in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And so, Lord, as we are leaving, I decree for every brother and sister in Christ that all the evil and wicked words that have been spoken against us have been rejected, and we continue to reject those words. They shall not come to pass. We send it back to the sender. We're covered by the blood of Jesus. And I decree this morning that we are rising in you, O God, as an edifice higher and higher. Our families are covered by the blood of Jesus, and we have on the whole armor of God. I decree that we are blessed and cannot be cursed, and I resist the devil. We all resist the devil, and he flees from us, O God. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in our lives, and we live in continuous abundance in Jesus' name. So, saints of God, let us rejoice in the Lord. because the Lord God is our strength, and he is making our feet like hinds' feet, and he will help us to walk upon those high places. Hallelujah, Jesus, we're rising in him. And as we go, let's remember that we are workers together with the Lord. I love each and every one of you. I thank you for being here. I pray that you will have a beautiful day. We will plan to come back tomorrow and see what God has for us and see what we have for the Lord. Amen. Go in peace and be whole. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you will repeat after me, Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. The address is 2473 Wood Valley Drive. The street is WOOD. Second word is VALLEY. That's 2473 Wood Valley Drive in the city of East Point, Georgia. Zip code 30344. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-pound. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous section, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord will continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.